Health legend Ellen Faulkner, MBE no less, Ellen joining us on the show to tell us more about the Big Bowls weekend. Yep, you heard that right. Before 3:30 as well, we're going to find out more why Panto is coming to the Concordia Theatre in Hinckley at the end of the month. What's Panto doing at the end of May? All will be revealed before 3:30 this afternoon. If you're in the mood for winning yourself some bonus AD Damon points, now the sun is shining, then you're in luck. We're going to be playing quiz time just after 3:30. A little clue for you that the song that you're looking for today is released in 1975. As ever, if there's information, if there's news that your ears need to hear, I promise you, I will bring it to you first. All you've got to do is keep it tuned in to BBC Radio Leicester.
AD Damon. BBC Radio Leicester.
Now look at it out there. I mean, it's been a mixed bag, hasn't it? It's been great, it's been wet, it's been miserable, but now the sun is shining and there are blue skies all around us. And hopefully, by the time that the bank holiday weekend comes round, the weather will be even more warmer. It'll be even brighter as well. And if that happens, then that will mean it's perfect weather for the Bowls Big Weekend. Now, this is an event to get all ages giving the game of bowls a go. Well, I'm now joined by three-time Commonwealth Golds medalist Ellen Faulkner, MBE, who's based at Loughborough. It's fair to say we are joined by Commonwealth royalty on the show this afternoon. I mean, Ellen, first question I've got for you is, I mean, what do you love about bowls so much?
There's so much that I love about it. I love the fact that you can play the sport with those you care about most. It's a great sport for the family. I love the fact that it's a sport that's fully inclusive and accessible. And on a personal level, you know, I've been so lucky to make friends for life and travel all over the world and get the chance to test myself against the best. So for those that are motivated for competitive reasons, there's a brilliant competition structure and you can progress all the way to the dizzy heights of Commonwealth Games. But equally, you know, if you're going in it and your motivation's around making friends and being sociable, then there's an experience for you as well. So it offers something for everybody.
Man, does it frustrate you? Does it annoy you? Do people instantly go with that misconception that bowls is a sport often associated with retirement? I mean, is that unfair?
I think it's a common misconception of the sport, but one of the beautiful things that we celebrate is that it is fully inclusive and it does have no barriers across age. And that's something that I think we should be really proud of and celebrate, the fact that you can play regardless of age. We've got a really strong disability component to the sport as well. At the Commonwealth Games, there'll be a paraside competing, representing England. So I think they're all really, really strong positive points, but I think, you know, there is that common misconception, and we've worked really hard to battle and trying to change that perception that it is for everybody, regardless of age. So as well as the more mature, there's definitely a younger contingent. And if indeed you look at the high performance side of the sport, you know, in the women's side of the team, you know, I'm 41, nearly 42, and I'm the second oldest in the side. So, you know, there's a big shift, particularly at high performance level.
Now, the Bowls Big Weekend, it is a national event. So what's it all about, Ellen?
It's, in essence, a weekend where we're coming together to celebrate our sport and open our doors to members of the public. Now, what I would say is bowls clubs are really welcoming, friendly environments all year round. So if you can't go this weekend, then do go along at another time to your local club. But it's that spotlight opportunity, that chance to unify across the country, and to open our doors to welcome people in to just come and have a go. And I think that's always probably one of the biggest barriers around people maybe feeling, oh, I'm not sure about going and going and trying. This is a great chance to go and have a go. And I'd be very surprised if people do have a go that they wouldn't enjoy it. It's one of those sports that's really simple to grasp, more difficult to master, but actually becomes sort of quietly addictive. And like I say, it's something that all the family can go along to together and have a go and meet members of our bowling community.
And what would your advice be for a complete novice, someone that's never had a go at bowls? What would you say to somebody to get them, well, I guess to get them inspired to just go and have a go?
It's such a great game. Like I said, it's really addictive, and you literally can get on there and pick up the sport really simply. So I think a lot of people often worry about not being able to do something. They'll definitely be able to do it. And I guarantee that people will then, you know, really want to keep trying and get better. So, like I say, it's quietly addictive. You really get into it. It's really good fun. And you can, you know, play with those you care about most.
Ellen, you're aiming to be back at the Commonwealth Games next summer. Just tell us as well, why should we be watching it on the television? What makes it an exciting sport to watch?
For us, Commonwealth Games is the showcase opportunity for our sport in terms of building a legacy and hopefully inspiring the next generation. It's a really skillful, tactical sport, and it's a sport that's really easy to follow. So, you know, for anyone kind of listening at home, I don't think you can get a better opportunity if you enjoy the drama and the theatre of live sport, but also to get behind Team England and follow and support your athletes. I think it's a great opportunity, whether that's through the TV or whether it's going to Victoria Park in person.
And how are you feeling? We say they're three-time Commonwealth Games gold medalist, Ellen. I mean, are you hoping to add another medal to the collection?
Oh, it would be amazing to get to compete at Birmingham. Would be a dream come true. And we're currently in a selection process, so I'm fighting hard alongside my other teammates to get one of the spots to compete at Birmingham. But if I did get the opportunity, then absolutely, the gold medal would be the dream.
Ellen, it's great to have you on the show. Thank you so much for coming in. Ellen Faulkner there, MBE, based over in Loughborough, three-time Commonwealth Games gold medalist. It was great to have Ellen on the show. If you want any more information on that, it certainly got me excited. I've had that misconception kind of about bowls. If you want any more information, if you want to find your nearest participating club, all you need to do is head over to www.bowlsbigweekend.com. That's all you need to do. Coming up for you after Yola, then, we are going to be finding out more about how Panto is coming.